Welcome to Always Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're talking about how can I be more positive in 2020. We want to be more positive in 2020 because it honors God. And I think when people notice that about us, we live in such a critical culture, it opens up conversation. People say, why are you so positive all the time? And you can tell them that it's about because of your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I've been basing these reasons that I've been sharing the past couple programs off a kind of like a just a daily thought thing. It's not really, it's not a spiritual book, even though most of the things are based on biblical principles. And one of the guys for sure that wrote it, John Gordon, is a Christian. It's called Stay Positive. And just in one page, they just listed five ways to be more positive this year. And as I read that list, really spoke to me. And I started researching in the Bible and just looking at things in my life that I've learned through my education and just through life experiences. And we've been talking about those five ways. And we've been through so far. Number one, count your blessings. You can't be stressed and thankful at the same time. And then the second thing that they said that'll help you stay more positive this year is see your challenges as opportunities for growth. And yesterday, that's where we finished up. If you missed those first two programs, I want to encourage you to go to hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Check those 14-minute programs out. Maybe subscribe to us this year on iTunes or the Podbean app, or we actually have a YouTube channel. And you can check that out, and those will be automatically sent to you. And you can check those out. Listen to them at your convenience. And a lot of people listen to them while they're getting ready for work in the morning or while they're exercising, cooking dinner. The list goes on their lunch break. So, but I want to continue talking about that second point when you to see your challenges as opportunities for growth. This is a verse, Proverbs 24, verse 10, that really spoke to me several years ago when I was going through a tough season of life. It says, if you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? I'll say that one more time, Proverbs 24, 10. If you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? God is definitely a compassionate God, and He's going to bring comfort to the weary and for those that are really hurting. And I have been there, trust me. But however, I think sometimes God's trying to help get us to a new level of faith. And sometimes we just have to put our big girl or our big boy pants on. I want to remind you again that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, sometimes with people, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And I think that's one of the things I've had to look in my life. Sometimes we've all had people let us down, or we look for people to come and help us. And don't get me wrong, God speaks through His kids, us, you know, as adults mainly, but you know what? Sometimes God just says, no, you and I got to go through this. And one of the big things for me in this new season of life from March of 2016, when my dad went to be with Jesus unexpectedly, just the timing of it, we all know we're going to die at some point, but just the timing of we weren't expecting it. He had not been sick. So anyway, what I would say to you is that I've had to, that was my go-to person for wisdom and biblical wisdom and just earthly wisdom. And I just learned that, hey, I got to go to my Heavenly Father. And the fact of the matter is, Joshua 1:9, we talked about that in Monday's program, but it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So that's a command. And sometimes when you're going through tough times and it's just a painful season of life, and it's a challenging season, but it's an opportunity for you to grow as a follower of Jesus, and you got to be strong and courageous. And that second part of the verse says, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged, because God knew we would struggle with those things. But He also says in the last part of this verse, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And so I just want to encourage you today, maybe Joshua 9's got to be your verse because you're kind of living in fear and you want to stand on that verse today. And I want to remind you that you are not alone. If you're a follower of Jesus, you've always got three people on your team, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We talked about that earlier this week, but I just feel like I need to remind somebody about that again today. And for all the people that just feel alone today, that you're, if you're a follower of Jesus, you're never alone. You can always call on God the Father, His Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and invite them to join you. A third way that John Gordon and Daniel Decker in their book, Stay Positive, encourage us if we're going to have a positive year is not listening to your negative thoughts. And the fact of the matter is, if you're going to be more positive this year and stay positive in 2020 and kind of live a God-honoring life, this one's huge. Remember, as a follower of Jesus, what Romans chapter 8, verse 1 tells us. There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And I've shared this numerous times over the past 2 years of doing Hope Is Here on a daily basis. But my number one takeaway as a pastor since I was ordained back in August of 2003 is that people are harder on themselves than God is. I'll say that again, that people are harder on themselves than God is. Because as I just said in Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation if you're in Christ Jesus. If you ask for forgiveness of your sins, say, Jesus, I need you as my Lord and as my Savior. It says that once we ask for forgiveness, that as far as the east is the west is to the west, God doesn't remember anymore. And negative thoughts are not from God. They are from the enemy. Remember what Jesus told us in John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But I love in the next breath, Jesus said, I have come, though, so you may have life and have it abundantly. So those negative thoughts, we can't listen to those. Those come from the enemy. And I can remember my dad saying, you know, did not become a Christian until he was almost 50 years old. And we would talk about Jesus a lot. And early on, and he would say when he had something tough going on, he had prayed that morning before he went to work. And as soon as he got there, something came up, and the enemy's like, ah, that's not going to change, or whatever. And he would say it out loud. Nope, that's yours, Lord. I'm giving that to you, Lord. And he would say it out loud because he was telling the enemy, telling Satan that, nope, I've already given that to God. You're not going to attack me with that negative thought. And he said, sometimes I might have to say it 4 or 5 times an hour, but eventually the enemy would leave there. A lot of you heard this quote, but it's so appropriate for this statement of don't listen to your negative thoughts. The old saying goes, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can't stop it from building a nest in your hair. In other words, we can't stop whatever random, evil, or strange thoughts that come knocking on the door of our thoughts, you know, our imagination. But you know what? We don't have to invite them in for lunch. So, once again, things happen to us. You may have a thought, but you can decide whether it stays there like the bird, you know, building a nest or just flying over your head. Or you can say, nope, that's yours, Lord. Or no, that's not positive. That's critical. And the Bible tells me there's no condemnation for those of us in Christ Jesus. So really, really, that might be just a word today for you that you're going to say. I'm going to do also what 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, that we take every thought captive, we make it obedient to Christ. Every thought. So as soon as you run it through that filter in your mind, and you start feeling something like you're ugly or you're stupid or, you know, you'll never change or you'll never lose that weight or you'll never have money or you'll never be married or your kids will never mature or that person in addiction will never get healed, you got to immediately say, nope, that's yours, Lord, if you have given it to him. And take that thought captive and make it obedient to what Jesus says about us, what God's word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. All right. The fourth thing, if we want to be able to have a more positive year here in 2020, is you got to feed yourself with positive encouragement. Many of us want to eat healthier food in 2020. I'm one of those. I told you last year I lost almost 18 pounds, and my goal was 20. Well, my goal is 20 again this year. And you know what? I'm trying to eat more healthier food, but I also want to challenge you, like me, that I'm trying to also feed my brain food. And I think, of course, personally, that starts with daily time in God's Word. Psalm chapter 119, verse 5 says, Thy Word is a lamp to my feet, and light to my path. For some of you, maybe you're like, you know, Greg, I know I should read the Bible, but where do I start? Well, I'll tell you something really simple. The book of Proverbs, It's 31 chapters. A lot of months have 31 days. Obviously, not all of them, but whatever the day of the week is, say today's the maybe the 8th or 9th, whatever it is. You read today's the 8th. It's chapter 8. It's the 17th of the month when you're listening to this on a podcast or something. Then read chapter 17 and just go through that cycle. And that was written mainly by Solomon, who was the wisest person God ever put on the earth at the time when this was written. And so many times I've gotten wisdom on how to handle situations in my life by reading that proverb. And the best part is, after doing that for a whole year, sometimes when I'd get to that 10th month and read day 8 for the 10th time, it'd be amazing because I would underline or highlight something, and something that totally hadn't spoke to me the first 10 months that I read that, there would be a verse that would just clearly God wanted me to just kind of process, and then I would apply it in my life later that day. There's some great devotional books, Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, Mornings with the Holy Spirit by Jennifer LeClaire are two of my favorites. But the thing I want to remind you of, you know, it's not about these devotionals, okay? I look up the verses because all these devotionals are based off some scriptures, usually two or three different scriptures. But look up those verses too, because that's where the power is. Another way that you can feed yourself with positive encouragement is podcast. I want to encourage you, if you listen to us on the radio, I know sometimes you can't, to subscribe to Hope Is Here on iTunes, Podbean. We have a YouTube channel. We post our programs on Facebook and Twitter. There's lots of ways you can get this, and if you sign up, subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, or the YouTube channel, you'll automatically get them sent to you each day, and you can listen at your convenience. I know one person that sits down on Saturdays, and they listen to it while they're at work. They listen to all five programs because they're only 14 minutes long, and they usually go in and work 3 or 4 hours Saturday morning before they kick off their weekend. And just want to remind you that, you know, it all starts with that relationship and that time with Jesus. The last thing that I want to share with you as we wrap up this week about ways that we can have a very positive year, five ways to be more positive. This last one is choose faith instead of fear. Choose faith instead of fear. I mean, every day, friends, we have to choose one of these two. I know I do. And I've confessed to you before, and I'm going to confess again today as your host of Hope Is Here. I have let the enemy steal way too much of my life by living in fear. And I've got to remind you again that fear does not come from God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." 2 Timothy chapter 1, 7. Maybe you need to write down a post note, stick it in your bathroom mirror, on the refrigerator, in your cubicle at work, in the dashboard of your car if you drive a lot, on your laptop. And I also want to remind you the acronym for fear that I love. You know, over 80% of things we worry about and get in fear of, they don't even happen. Not saying, you know, nothing, but 80%, 8 out of the 10 things we worry about. And I love this acronym spelling out the word fear. Most of the time, fear is false evidence appearing real. And one of the books that's been a game changer for me was The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. In fact, over 1 million copies have been sold now, and it's been revised. I read it about 20 years ago, and it was a game changer for me. And I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of that, and that can be a way that you feed your mind. Well, we wrap up these three programs of counting your blessings so you can't be stressed and thankful at the same time. Okay. Number 2, see your challenges as opportunities for growth. Number 3, don't listen to your negative thoughts. 4, feed yourself with positive encouragement. And last but not least, choose faith instead of fear. I'm Greg Horn. This is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.